You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest on Treasuring Mothers today is Jodie Sargeson. Hi, Jodie.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
That's good. I would like to know a little bit about an exercise action plan. What is that exactly?
Now, many people just fly by the seat of their pants with their exercise, and that's okay. But an exercise plan can be your roadmap to help you reach your destination. So if you've got a particular goal in mind, it can be very, very challenging to actually reach that goal if you're kind of sort of wandering through the wilderness of how to get there. But if you can actually have something set up for yourself, then you can really break down ways to achieve your goal. And it can be quite challenging. So if you've never done an exercise plan, or especially if it's a specific goal, it can be quite challenging and daunting of how to actually get there. And I know that applies to many areas of life. Have you personally used an exercise plan before, Jenny?
Well, only when I've gone to a gym and got a gym program. So that's been the closest thing. And I suppose I've had a few trips to the physio for various things, and I've been given one. But then once the issue is resolved, I generally just go back to my regular thing, not necessarily aiming for anything.
Excellent. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with that as well. This is something I was going to speak about along the way. You know, it is okay to not have an exercise plan. And once again, you've got to look at what your goals are. If you're feeling good in your body, and this is a thing I live by, my destination at the moment is just to feel good in my skin, or in my earth suit, I like to call it. Yeah, and also to be strong. So if I'm ticking all those boxes with what I'm doing, then I'm happy with that. But at times I've gone to compete in a race. And if I was to go and compete in that race, I'm probably not going to feel so good if I have not set up a plan to get to my destination. So an exercise plan is really an action plan for how you're going to get to that destination.
And it's like anything, really, I suppose. If you're aiming to get somewhere, then you're going to have so much more success if you've got it set out for you and things to achieve, milestones on the way to get there.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Otherwise, you feel like you're getting nowhere, and you can really get lost. Like I said, lost in the wilderness, I like to call it. So with an action plan, if you're not sure, definitely get someone to help you set it up. Now, I speak a lot about online, going to do a Google search on this, because to be quite honest, I'm trying to reach out to everyone here at home. So you can do this in your own home. But if you do get lost, definitely ask for some advice and help. There are some amazing trainers out there. Online, you'll be able to find at least a bit of a structure. Some places that you look online, you'll even be able to find forms and things to help you your way through it. And there's many, many apps that can help you to keep you on track with your plan, which can be a really good place to start if you're trying to set this up at home. So when I'm doing a plan for myself at home, I'll look at my goal, and this is probably the most important part. Because you can't really set something up if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. So your why might not be going to do a race. It might be for weight loss. It might be to increase your strength. There's numerous reasons. And it could just be, I want to get a little bit fitter so I can actually play with my children at home, or go for a walk with a friend, because I'm not feeling so healthy right now. So looking at your why, that's probably one of the most important pieces to start. And then you want to break it down. So you want to look at when you're going to do that, how often. And you can't just expect it to fall into your timetable. You're going to need to set that time. I even schedule that time for myself. You could be setting yourself a reminder. Yes. And then if you're someone that doesn't have motivation, you need to look at, who do I need to help? Do I need to get someone to do this with me? And that could be in the form of a trainer, or it could be in the form of a friend. That extra commitment can really help you out.
Yes, I've found personally, as you say, it doesn't just happen. You've got to carve into your life. You've got to make the time happen, or else it just time just goes, and all of a sudden it's 2 weeks later and you haven't done anything. So it's really, it is a commitment, isn't it? A decision that you make.
Yeah. Now I'm going to throw something out there, kind of looking at the opposite end of the spectrum, and that is an exercise plan to ensure that you are not overtraining. Now, I have been very prone to overtraining before. Once I took on the journey of really going to the gym, I loved it so much that I was completely overtraining. I had no idea, you know, what I was doing. This is many, many years ago. And so it can be a really important thing to actually get some help with that if you don't know what you're doing and you're finding you're doing a lot of exercise. Yeah, it can be really important to be aware of that as well. There is such a thing as overtraining. So for me, what I ended up having to do was actually schedule some time out away from that, some time to look at recovery, and maybe it might be stretching or, you know, what else is missing from this action plan. Very important.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm sure there's lots of women who are in a similar boat to you. They just love the endorphins and the buzz that you get.
It is addictive. A lot of people sort of say, how do you get to that point? You just have to keep going. Yeah. You just have to keep going. And then really, really championing yourself or giving yourself those little rewards. And that might be in the form of a goal of a new pair of jeans or whatever it is that would really excite you. Now, one thing I will throw out there is, what could be the roadblocks? And this can be a really good thing to plan for. Otherwise, you can just feel like a failure when you don't. It can just take you back to that place of, why would I not try that again? So let's be proactive and look at what the roadblocks might be. And that might be time. So when those times when you know you're going to get really, really busy, maybe you need to have some kind of plan of action of what the alternative might look like to your action plan. It might be finances. Money might become an issue if you're going to a gym, any of those other programs that you might include. So you need to factor that one in as well. What could be a fallback plan? Excuses. Excuses are a big one. You know, what is that common excuse? Let's actually nut that out right from the start. So a lot of people say, oh, I'm just too busy. I just can't get there. We need to look at that excuse and actually come with a solution to that right from the get-go. That'll really help with the progress.
Yeah, good idea.
Keep your goals realistic.
Mm.
This is really probably one of the final and key messages for me. If you plan something that's realistic, you're going to be far more likely to stick to it as well. If you go for something that's really, really extreme, you're probably going to end up injured. You need to learn to walk before you can run. So it can be very, very important to include that realistic goal. And then have the next goal. Now, Jen, one more thing. I mentioned destination. So when you reach your destination, then what? So having a plan that includes what next. If that's not too overwhelming to think about that what next, it's really important and it's going to get you a really good success. A lot of people get to their goal and then they fall off the wagon and then they go around that cycle all over again.
Yeah.
So rather than actually going through the cycle again, what about if we plan for when I get to that goal, when I've reached that fitness level, it doesn't mean I have to go for a higher level. I might look at what I need to do to maintain that level and there might be some changes that are required.
Yeah, that's a good idea because I know so often, and this happens to me, I get to my goal weight and then I go, oh, I can relax now. And then all of a sudden it comes back again. It's just so frustrating.
That is human nature.
Yeah.
That is human nature. So let's be smart about this. Let's look ahead. We'll look at that next step. I think one of the greatest things a lady said to me once, I used to have a nice little six-pack, and one day she said to me, what do you want a six-pack for? And I sort of went, oh, that's a really good question. It's not going to support my back, and it's go for your goal being more of a life purpose. If you can keep that for you, especially for the second steps to your goal, it's going to be a keeper. You'll be far more likely to maintain.
Good advice, Jodie. Always great to talk with you.
I hope that's been encouraging. And yeah, so you can get that little action plan. It might be very basic, but make sure that it's included.
Yes, good plan. Thanks so much, Jodie. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. And my guest on Treasuring Mothers today was Jodie Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert, talking about making a great action plan to get to your goals. Such a good idea. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's Jenny Baxter, and you've been listening to Treasuring Mothers.
That's this week's episode of Treasuring Mothers. Don't forget to join us next week. Thank you for listening.